So now let's take some time and do the practice. So if you want to stretch a little bit, adjust your posture, stand up, whatever you might need to do to feel comfortable for like maybe a half an hour or so, we'll see how long it takes. And then just kind of settle in and feel ready. So taking a little time first just to relax the body. Settle in. Feel your body on your cushion or your chair. Maybe take a few deep breaths, letting yourself arrive. And as we go through these, the different people, I'm going to go through the different people that we have gone through before. And in this practice, the focus is going to be more on cultivating equanimity within ourselves for our feelings about these people, about their situations. Not so much on wishing equanimity for them, although that could be appropriate in the right circumstances. But, you know, remembering that the main thing about doing these practices is to cultivate these qualities in our own hearts, so the focus will be there. So as we start, beginning with yourself, and take a few moments to just reflect on your day today, how it's been for you, the places of joy, places of difficulty, what's been easy and what's been hard, and how you feel right now. Knowing what that is, and perhaps if it feels like using one of the equanimity phrases, in my heart and mind, this is the way it is right now. This is the way it is right now. May I open to how it is right now, with balance and ease. May I accept how it is right now for me, with equanimity. May I open to how it is right now with balance and ease. May my heart be at ease with the changing conditions of my life. May I open to the way it is right now for me with equanimity. Taking a little time to feel the way it is for you, and perhaps using some of these phrases to help you just be with the way it is. And then as you feel ready, moving on to one of those easy beings, somebody that might be classified as a dear friend or a benefactor, could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a pet, somebody that it's easy for you to feel meta towards, compassion towards, somebody that's it's easy for you to feel happiness for their happiness. So getting a felt sense of this person. And then reflect on your relationship with them, your feelings toward them, including any of those difficulties that inevitably come up, even with the people that are the nearest and dearest to us. Taking some time to connect with that. And then inclining the mind towards equanimity with these phrases. In my relationship with you, in my feelings about you, this is the way it is right now. This is the way it is right now. There might be joy, there might be tenderness, there might be worry, sadness. Whatever it is, this is the way it is right now. May I open my heart to my own feelings with more balance and ease. May I accept how it is right now for me in my relationship with you with equanimity. And now taking some time to consider the conditions of this person's life. Their joys, their sorrows, just, you know, what's going on with them, however it is with them. And getting in touch with how you feel about that. Things they're doing that you might be thrilled with and totally supportive of. Things that you may be shaking your head about. And then using the phrases to see if you can bring some equanimity into your feelings about their situation. May I accept how it is for you right now with equanimity? May I be at peace with your journey. Maybe if something is going on in their life that is upsetting or difficult, an appropriate phrase might be, I care for you, but I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. Knowing that we want to do whatever we can to help them, to care for them, but also recognizing the limits of what we can do. I care for you, but I can't control your actions. All beings have their own journey. May I be at peace with yours. Feeling that love that allows. And then as you feel ready, moving on to the neutral person, that person who you don't know very well, you don't know much about, just have kind of a sense of who they are. You know, we've talked about them before, the male person, the checker at the store, the neighbor you don't really know who you sometimes pass when you're out walking and say hi to, but don't know very much more than that. Bringing that person to mind. And getting in touch with the feelings that you have about this person. It could be a very kind of light and general sense of just well-wishing. It might also be a sort of indifference or distance. Or a sense of not knowing what to feel because you don't really know them. Whatever it is, getting in touch with that. And just letting yourself recognize this is how it is right now with me in relation to that person. These are the feelings I have right now. May I open to the way it is with equanimity. May I open to the way it is with a sense of ease, with a sense of balance. And then taking a few moments to reflect on the conditions of this person's life. You may not know anything about it. Nothing about the particulars. But in this case, perhaps reminding yourself, just like me, this person has their own joys and sorrows. As with everyone, this person's joys and sorrows arise and pass away. For this person to say, may I be at ease with the changing conditions of your life, might feel too unknown and too distant. But maybe if you think of both of you together, may I be at ease with the changing conditions of our lives. May I be at ease with the way we both experience joy and sorrow. Perhaps with this neutral person having a sense of our common humanity. And feeling a sense of balance, a sense of openness to that. And finally, if you feel ready, we can give the difficult person a try. As others have said, you don't need to choose the most difficult person you can think of. You can choose someone that's only mildly annoying. That's perfectly fine. But getting a sense of the person, all of the different feelings you have about this person. And this may be more difficult or more painful. There might be anger. There might be fear, discomfort. But as best you can, just getting a sense of these feelings. What it's like right now. Recognizing that you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. This is the way it is right now in my heart and mind when I think of you. May I accept this with equanimity. This is the way it is. Maybe there's forgiveness, maybe not. Maybe you're just not ready, letting it just be that way. That's the way it is right now. And then taking a few moments to reflect on this person's life. Maybe you have some understanding of their difficulties and the things that contribute to their being the way that they are and acting the way that they are. And just allowing it to be the way it is with equanimity. May I accept how it is for you right now with equanimity and understanding as much as I can, as much as it's possible. Perhaps a good phrase for this person might be, I can wish you well, but I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. I can wish you well, but I can't control your actions. Kind of having a sense of, you know, this is how they are right now. And there are limits to what I can do. And letting that be. And then in the last few moments of our sit, coming back to yourself, returning to your body, to what's right here in the present moment. Offering yourself the love that allows. So thank you everybody for your attention and for your practice.